Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. The time has come to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We take these soundbites from the last week's Issues Etc. broadcast. We listen for them. And in the course of our many conversations in the course of the week, 2 hours a day and about 10 hours every week, we hear a lot from our guests that would qualify as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week material. We take the best of that, and then we lay it before you, and we say, you pick, you decide, you vote, which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, your reasons might be you completely agree with it or completely disagree. You find it remarkable. You find it amazing. You find it something you want to listen to again, or you want someone else to listen to as well. All you got to do is listen, and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. 877-623-6943. You can vote via email as well. We get those email votes right here in the studio in real time. Please include your city and state. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And the best vote on this Friday afternoon, March the 15th, will get the LPR bundle package. An I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Bruce Kaseman, our pastor's roundtable, and he's talking here about the unlikely ending of that parable of the wicked tenants.
The owner says, "What shall I do? I'll send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." In Greek, the word respect has a double meaning. It can either be respect or disrespect. So it means two opposite things. The father knows that they ought to respect the son, but he also knows precisely that they will not respect the son, that they will do just the opposite, that they will kill his son, and yet he says, I'm going to do that. Not only do we have a son who does his father's will, the father is giving up his dearest possession, his own son. Why? So that he can have us. And what happens at the end, by the way? In the end, in this twist of plot that only God could do, only an idiotic owner, well, let's say a merciful God could invent, who gets the inheritance? The very people who were expected to be destroyed, us. We act like the tenants, and we end up with the inheritance.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Bruce Kaseman, the unlikely ending of the parable of the wicked tenants. Do you think it ought to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It's from CNN's Erin Burnett. She's reflecting at the end of her program after the announcement of the new pope. She gives some thoughts from a lapsed Catholic, that's what she says she is, on the election of the new pope.
I was raised Catholic, and I remember my first communion. I actually still have the white dress I wore, and the picture on that day with pigtails is still on my dresser. But I do not practice now. I'm ecumenical, and I'm not alone. Many people I know who were raised Catholic no longer attend Mass, and many aren't raising their children Catholic either, whether it's because of the sex scandal, the church's views on women, perhaps its openness to other ideas like homosexuality. The Catholic Church has a lot of issues, but it does a lot of good for a lot of people. And I bet there are a lot of people who might return to the church if it changed. After tonight's celebrations are over, the big question will be whether Pope Francis will be that change.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember, phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Greg Kokel of Stand to Reason. He's talking here about, among the other many problems that theistic evolution has, here are just a couple.
We're not just Christian writ broad. We care about very particular things. We're just not people that go to church or have been raised in a Christian family. We have a doctrinal statement that is central to our entire message of redemption. There are certain sine qua nons, that is, essential pieces to that message, which includes man in the image of God, man fallen, man needing redemption, and all men needing redemption because they all come from the same fallen couple. Now, how do you make sense of the entire redemptive story of the Bible if the Darwinian model, as characteristically offered, is true? The question needs to be asked, if you're going to talk about theistic evolution, and the evolution you mean is the blind watchmaker's thesis, and the theism that you mean is classical Christianity, you have to answer the question, what is it that God actually did if he so-called used evolution? But the more serious problems are the theological ones, because it seems that certain features of Christian orthodoxy, Todd, are impossible to reconcile with the Darwinian model. And, for example, if Adam and Eve might not have been our first parents, well, what then? How do we make sense of the entire narrative of Scripture, the salvation history, if that wasn't the case? That's a huge problem.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Greg Kokel on the many problems of theistic evolution. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because this is the last soundbite we're going to play for you, and then it's going to be your chance to pick the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This one comes from Dr. Michael Horton of the White Horse Inn. He was on the program recently. We were talking about a movement-driven Christianity, and he's explaining here how revivalism changed the church into a movement.
Well, when Charles Finney, the 19th century revivalist, came to town, at first he just wanted revivals to be alongside the churches. And then before long, the churches started looking like his week-long revival meeting. Cancels were gone, pulpits were gone, baptismal fonts were gone, Lord's table was gone, because you had to have a stage for the evangelist now to impress you with his personality and charisma. That turned, effectively, churches into movements. What we need desperately today are churches that once again put the focus not on men, but on the ministry, that itself puts the focus on Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. We don't need another hero. Jesus is our Savior. He's the one who shed his blood for us. No hero has ever done that. He's the one who's purchased us. We belong to him. And outside of his shepherding hand, there is no safety for the sheep.
All right, that was soundbite number four, Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn, on how revivalism changed the church into a mere movement. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. If you get a busy signal, please keep trying. We'll free up the phone lines, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's time to take your votes and for you to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. If you're getting a busy signal, keep trying. We'll be freeing up the phone lines in just a second here. 1-877-623-6943. Or send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Let's go to Betty, who's listening in Idaho. Hi, Betty.
Hi there.
Which one are you voting for, Betty?
Number four, the focus on Jesus.
And why so?
Well, I didn't really think of a lot of involved things to say, but I liked how he was wording that our focus is totally on Christ.
Well, Betty, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Idaho. That's one vote for Dr. Mike Horton on how revivalism changed the church. Let's see what Robin has to say. She's calling from Waterloo, Illinois. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Pastor. I pick number two, the CNN reporter, Aaron. To me, that was like, I wanted to say to people, you want to listen to this? This is like what many, many people say in many churches today, in the Lutheran Church, Catholic Church. Sorry to say, they have this story of, this is how I was brought up, and you know, this is what I did, and, you know, not anymore. I belong to da-da-da, or I don't belong at all, because this is what my church believes. And if they just change this part of the Bible, or what this said in the Bible, I would maybe belong again. And it's like, why? You know, why say that when it's a clear thing of delusionment on her part, disrespect of what God says. And I think it's our culture in a nutshell. I've had many people say to me, like her, like a reporter, well, you know, I don't believe this that's in the Bible. If your church would just change that. Or I've had people say in our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, well, I don't agree with what God says about baptism. I don't agree with what God says about, surely the homosexuals don't go to hell. Surely God doesn't say that. And then they get angry that God even said it. And I'm just like, that's to me a nutshell what she said. And very, you know, she was very sure about herself and matter of fact. And so it's just like, I'll decide.
All right, Robin, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Waterloo. Let's see what Millie has to say. She's listening in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I'm going to vote for number three, the talk or against theistic evolution. It is a dangerous alignment with evolution, which is taught to our children in school, but the most important thing is that it discredits what the Bible says.
Millie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening up there in Arlington Heights. Over in Kansas City, Mike's on the line. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin, and I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource, and, you know, I'd really like to vote for the segment from Luke 20 with the two pastors that you had on there. That was a tremendous segment, but for very selfish reasons, I want to have to go with Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn. I mean, it was so many years ago that I first heard the White Horse Inn broadcast almost simultaneously. I think it was on the same day I heard the Issues, et cetera, broadcast. That's when Issues, et cetera, was broadcast on Sunday evening. And those two broadcasts are the things that really delivered the 1-2 punch that knocked the pop American theology right out of me. I mean, I'd never heard such thing before. And the only problem I had with the White Horse Inn broadcast was the double predestination and limited atonement that they might support. And I couldn't get over that, so I ended up becoming Lutheran. But at the same time, when I hear you two guys, the White Horse Inn and Issues, et cetera, both working together to help, get rid of this myth of American evangelicalism being good for your soul, it just warms my heart. So I want to thank you guys at Issues, et cetera, and along with White Horse Inn for that.
Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas City and for the very kind words. Let's see what Chris has to say. He's up in Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I have to vote for number four because revivalism has turned otherwise churches that have been confessional into partial Pelagians where people are never sure of their baptism. And I know personally people that have been baptized more than once.
That's a real shame to hear that, Chris, and thank you so much for listening in Michigan. Thanks for your vote. In Nashville, Illinois, here's Rick.
Okay, thank you, Todd, for taking the call. And hoorah goes out to Michael in Kansas City, and I agree with him. I'm voting for number four for some of those same reasons, and it never seems to fail when you have these four comments aired. There's always one that if you go with that, you can handle the other three quite well. And if you have the Holy Spirit within you, his main objective is to glorify Christ. And when you're doing that, you're going to amaze some and amuse others, but the Word of God is going to go forward.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. I'm sorry, that was Rick in Nashville. Let's see. Still in Illinois in Altamont, here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I got to vote for Soundbite 2. My heart breaks for this woman. She's referring to her first communion as something she grew out of. She says she's ecumenical as if that's better, and she justifies herself in an ad populum fallacy. She's so entrenched in consumerism and pragmatism that she believes the Roman Church needs to change to accommodate 36-year-old left Catholics like herself, and a new CEO is the only hope. She would love to tell the new pope that she herself is holier than a child sex abuse scandal, that she is holier than biblical teachings on women, that she herself is holier than biblical teachings on marriage. She might hold out a little hope for Pope Francis to be part of the solution to a problem she can't bear to locate in herself. I wish I could buy her for what she's worth and sell her for what she thinks she's worth.
Smartest listeners in radio, and thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Altamont. Pat in Michigan says, I vote for soundbite number two. That's CNN's Aaron Burnett, the one that just mentioned. Miss Burnett, voices a problem with pop American Christian culture. People want to change. They want change, but they have not taken time to explore the past. They want change for the sake of change, not thinking that change may lead to something worse. Pat, thank you very much. Great vote in Michigan there as well. Still plenty of time for the rest of you to vote. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, voting for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March, and all the way through, well, all the way up to Easter, and appropriately so, It's called Lutheranism 101, The Lord's Supper. It's a complete compendium on the biblical and confessional teaching on the Lord's Supper, written right at the level of the lay people, and that's a very, very good thing. Lutheranism 101, The Lord's Supper from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for Lutheranism 101, The Lord's Supper. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
You don't make this easy, do you, Todd? The thing that I love the best about Issues, etc., is when somebody preaching the gospel says something that is so utterly shocking that it seems beyond belief. In soundbite number one, the idea that the son was murdered by the tenants but died for them as well, that is just so revolutionary. That's the gospel. That's where my vote is.
All right. Thank you, Andy. And thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Nathan listens in Vancouver, Washington. If I was voting for a soundbite I like, it would be number one. But today I'm voting for soundbite number two, the lady reporter, because it's a train wreck. Her last question takes the cake, asking if the new pope will be a savior of sorts. Clearly, she's completely unhinged from Scripture and the fact that Jesus already is our savior and that in him is the future of the church. Thank you very much for that vote, and thanks for listening in Washington. This one comes from Paul in California. My vote is for this week is for soundbite number two, CNN's Aaron Burnett. In this clip, Burnett demonstrates the key problem with much of the secularized West. Religion is only good or worthwhile if it agrees with what I say. All truth is now relative to Aaron. Doctrinal standards of practice need not apply. True, the church has been riddled with scandals. It's indicative of a simple truth. The church is made up of saints and sinners who need repentance for their sins, trust in Christ, and receive the forgiveness of those sins. It's not the church that needs to change so much as our sinful hearts that have turned from God and from His Word to turn to what feels good or expedient. We demand that truth change to accommodate our relativism instead of adhering to the truth of Scripture. Aaron's just the public face of the Western world's view of faith. It's about me, says Paul in California. The winner this week, according to your votes, I wish we could get to all of them. Soundbite number two, CNN's Aaron Burnett, a lapsed Catholic's thoughts on the election of a new pope.
I was raised Catholic, and I remember my first communion. I actually still have the white dress I wore, and the picture on that day with pigtails is still on my dresser. But I do not practice now. I'm ecumenical, and I'm not alone. Many people I know who were raised Catholic no longer attend Mass, and many aren't raising their children Catholic either, whether it's because of the sex scandal, the church's views on women, perhaps its openness to other ideas like homosexuality. The Catholic Church has a lot of issues, but it does a lot of good for a lot of people. And I bet there are a lot of people who might return to the church if it changed. After tonight's celebrations are over, the big question will be whether Pope Francis will be that change.
All right, according to your votes, that's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, CNN's Aaron Burnett, a lapsed Catholic's thoughts on the election of the new pope. Pat in Michigan, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we would be happy to send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted this week for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you enjoyed listening to Issues, Etc. this week, consider joining the Issues, Etc. Reformation Club. That's our monthly or annual giving program. Membership benefits include T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, advertising for your congregation. Find out more about the Issues, Etc. Reformation Club by calling Craig, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, or look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses at our homepage, issuesetc.org. And remember the Issues, Etc. Reformation Club. Monday on Issues, Etc., we're going to talk to Pastor Tom Baker about the Lord's Supper in Luke chapter 22, the institution of the Lord's Supper. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening. I'll talk with you Monday.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.